Yeah.
Heard their sleep patterns or something, aren't you?
Yeah. They complained to me every time on Skype. Well, they said it's definitely worth it to see the improvement I'm making. And they just tell me to keep it up. They're proud of me. So it's always good when you have a close-knit group in Iowa City that have confidence in you. And obviously back home, my friends and family is good as well.
How much have you learned about the NCAA tournament the last few years and what a big deal it is for...
I actually watched the NCAA tournament back in London. Obviously, I watched a lot of NBA ball. I wasn't really that interested in college basketball, but obviously every year when the NCAA tournament came around, you watched it just to see who the best guys going into the NBA were. So we're not really concentrating on any postseason tournament. Like I said, we're just concentrating on the next play we have to do in each game, and hopefully that will add up to more wins and we continue our season together.
You mentioned how tight the community is here in Iowa City. What about this team? Talk about the team chemistry.
The team chemistry is great. Five new freshmen coming in. Everyone said, how will we fuse together? But I think we fuse very well. Everyone supports each other. Everyone gives each other extra advice. It doesn't matter if you're a senior or a freshman. Everyone respects your opinion. So we're a very vocal team, and we're very confident in each other's ability. So there's always that confidence with each other.
You really put those dunks down with some authority. Have you always been a ferocious dunker, so to speak?
No. Early on when I started playing, people used to tell me, I should stop laying it up. My wrist was above the rim, my elbow was above the rim. Sometimes I just kept on laying it in. So I think my teammates such as Aaron White and Melson Masabi, they always show me something. Actually, Melson Masabi is one of the teammates that have given me the fire that I never usually had. So a lot of times in practices when I do something, like yesterday, I think I sprinted the floor, dunked on someone, then ran back and hit a jumper, and he was like, he needs more from me. I was like, what? Like, what more do you need? And I ended up making a good play on the next play down. So he continues to push me. He's one of the main guys that's always in my ear. Early on in my career, I was like, just get off my back, pretty much. Like, leave me alone. I'm new to this. Like, give me a chance to settle in. But he's constantly on my back. He's pretty much just asking me for more. He wants more out of me every day. So I continue to push myself, and I'm starting to give it back to him as well, telling him I need more from him. He just gives me that little mouse hunt, like wasabi smile, and we just keep on going at each other. Really.
Is that something you see from a lot of different people on the team? You know, people kind of pair up, push each other, especially when they play similar roles?
I think so. Last year it was Matt Gatens taking Josh underneath his wing. I think this year in a similar situation, it's like Eric May and Mike Gasell. Myself and Mel, we try and teach Woody as much as we can about what to expect from certain situations and going into certain environments. So it doesn't really matter about position. It's just experience, really. We try and teach each other about what certain tournaments and games are going to be like.
And does that help you guys really keep grow and progress as a team as the season's gone on?
Almost definitely. Every time, it's one thing saying you're prepared to go into Indiana and play, but it's another thing your teammates tell you from experience what it's going to be like. So we will respect each other regardless of class. So it's just a continual process, really.
You mentioned how growing up you watched a lot more NBA than college. What are your thoughts here, just being able to go to a place like the United Center and be able to play in an arena like that?
Oh, it's definitely an honor. It's going to be a special moment when I do step on that court. An environment like that makes you bring it. All the different fans from different teams, everyone that's watching over the world. I'm not sure whether it's an ESPN game. I assume it is. So it's a lot bigger stage. You have to bring your A game, really, for your teammates.
Coach said that your depth on your team will help you guys if you do make a run in this tournament.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
I think we're at least 10 or 11 guys deep right now. Hopefully Mike Gasell will be able to return. I'm not really sure of his status, but like I said, Aaron White and Devin Marble can't play 40 minutes with the high energy we need to play at. Guys are going to have to step up. I think a few guys stepped up in Mike Gasell's absence. Guys like Pat Ingram, myself, obviously Eric May, Zach McCabe. We haven't seen a lot of each other, especially myself and Pat Ingram, but he's a great player. If he has to step up, he'll be there for us. So we have great confidence in our team.